Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Painful Truth. I'm your host, Ann Danner, and on the other line is my BFF, Donna. Good morning, Donna. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ann. I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed, and I'm sipping on my green tea. Yes, I am. What are you sipping on this morning?
I am sipping on my, of course, Keurig hazelnut this morning. And I'm enjoying it. I'm telling you, it is raining. It is raining. It is pouring out here this morning. It is 41 raining degrees here. And I'm going to tell you, I woke up this morning, Donna, and it was hot in this house. And I was like, what is going on? Is it hot outside or something? And I only had one of the units on. Just the downstairs unit was on, not the upstairs. So, you know, and here's the funny thing. I got up in the middle of the night, and I was hot. So I checked to make sure that the upstairs unit was not on, because I know having both units on can make it extremely hot in here if it's not really cold outside. So I checked, upstairs unit not on. So I, like, turned on. I said, maybe I'm having hot flashes or something. So I turned on, you know, my fan in the room and laid back down again. You know how when you're really sleepy and you don't feel like going to check anything? Because that would have meant I had to turn off the alarm and go through all those steps. So I'm like, no, I'm going to lay back down. Woke up this morning, sat on the edge of the bed, and I'm like, I am hot.
I think so, those are hot flashes, girl. I think those are hot flashes.
No. I come down, I swear somebody messes with the heat in this house. Come down here this morning, guess what my heat is on?
What?
80. I'm telling you, somebody messes with the heat in this house.
Ain't no somebody. It's either you or your husband.
No, I think it's these kids, too. I think they go by and they turn it up or something. Because there's no way. I turn on 80. Girl, I got so mad, I just flicked it off.
Oh,
I said, well,
goodness.
You know what? At 80, shoot, we did good. That's 2 days worth of heat in here. They better hope it don't get cold for 2 days.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I know.
What is the weather looking like on your end?
Ours is 46 here, and it's raining. And I mean, it's raining. Yes, it is. And I really wanted to go out this morning and do some errands. But guess what? You know me. I don't like to drive in the rain because people get crazy. Isn't it funny how the weather changes, whether it's rain or snow, and people seem to want to drive faster? I don't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I don't know, but what you got going on in community news?
Well, Donna, in community news, in Charlotte, North Carolina, there is a school, Druid Hills Academy, where they no longer want parents to refer to the magic word. And, okay, we as parents, we already know what the magic word is when we tell our kids.
No, I don't. No. I don't know what the magic word is. So refresh my memory.
Okay, you don't remember telling you what's the magic word, please? So they want kids to thank you. Yeah. So they no longer want parents. Well, they want them to say thank you, but they no longer want parents to refer to the magic word. So they're banning teachers from using it. I know. So they say that the goal is to make so-called bratty kids behave. So we're not asking you please any longer. We're telling you. And so they're using what they call no-nonsense nurturing, where teachers give kids concise, clear instructions in a format called MVP, movement, voice, and participation.
Well, you know what? I kind of agree with that. That does make a whole lot of sense, because we as parents do try to compromise with our children, and we do say, you know, give them something to do or tell them to pick that toy up, and we wind up finding ourselves saying, please pick the toy up. And they right. It should not be like that. Once I tell you to do something, you should automatically do it.
You know what? I don't remember myself. Well, I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe I do it just out of norm.
I know I have done that. I'm first to admit I have done that with my kids, because I didn't believe in. Well, when I was growing up, my parents, we got a spanking. That was part of the rules of the house. So I didn't raise my children like that. And I did try to speak and compromise with them in raising them. So I was that parent that would say, please go put your shoes in the room. Please pick up your toys and go put them in the room. But I was that parent that was please, please, pleasing.
I don't know. With me, I just tell you what to do, and you better go do it. If you don't pay bills here, then it's a command. I don't know. So, well, I don't know. Maybe they have something with that. So, maybe they have something with that. I don't know. In celebrity news, Tichina Arnold is divorcing her husband. You remember Tichina Arnold from Martin, right?
Yeah, I absolutely remember her. I didn't know she was married.
For 3 years.
Okay,
and
that's
her,
why.
Her husband is the assistant coach at St. John's University. But here's why she's divorcing him. He had over a sex tape.
Yeah, what?
Over a sex tape. And she said he's had multiple affairs. But she sent out a text to friends and family saying, it's over between Rico and I. This is where I part ways and all bets are off. But that was the tape. That was the tame part. She claims
she's not in this particular video.
No, she's not. It's multiple women, different women. But she claims he's been sleeping with scores of women, and sometimes without protection. And then she has a sex tape to prove it.
Ooh.
And now
if she got evidence, that's a done deal.
But listen to this. You sent out a mass text. That's bad enough. But the mass text includes video. It includes the video.
Oh, so she's sending proof to everybody, so everybody sees it.
Yes. And said, I can't.
I think she's a smart cookie. Because now I'm shaming you on top of it to everybody that's in our circle.
I don't know if I would have sent that to my family and friends.
That's like saying, because, you know, people do have a tendency to get in your affairs. Oh, girl, don't leave him. Why are you leaving him? And the friends, the guy friends, oh, he didn't do that. He's not like that. So guess what? Now I sent y'all guys proof. Now you can actually view the video. And now you know why I'm divorcing you, and now you got to understand why. So y'all all see it, my whole family and my circle. She did that. She did that to shame him also on top of it.
I don't know. This is just terrible. I don't know. I don't know if I would have done it. I would have been embarrassed. That's me. I don't know if I would have done it. You would have sent out the sex tape to the family and friends?
Well, let me tell you this. You would never understand why someone do something, but all I can say is she had to been very mad and very upset when she found that tape and seen what was on it. A lot of us do things out of anger.
Wow.
And maybe that was one of those angry moments when she sent that out. And
yeah.
you gotta realize too, you made the statement that she said he had multiple sex
partners,
with different
yeah.
women,
and she compared them to Kim Kardashian wannabes.
And no protection. The part of the protection is what would have blown my mind, because see, now you have put me in a position of going somewhere and being tested and worrying about my life, worrying about if I contracted some type of serious disease or STD, because you've been out here having all this sex with all these women and not even wearing protection. So we do things out of anger, like I said.
Yeah, and that's what she said in her statement, that now she has to go get checked. Because she's concerned herself now about STDs. Yeah. So.
Of course,
really,
of course.
You know, sad to hear about anyone, and they've only been married 3 years. Good grief. So sad to hear about anyone getting a divorce, especially when, I mean, that small amount of time, they haven't really had a chance to kind of get it together. And good grief, he's out sleeping with all these women in 3 years. Good grief. Well, on to more celebrity news. Big Ange, and I didn't really know. You know, do you watch Mob Wives? I know you've heard of the show.
Of course. I tuned in when it first started.
Yes, you know, I love Mob Wives, and I love Big Ange. She just tickles me to death. I mean, I just love Big Ange. But I didn't know she was battling cancer.
Yes, throat cancer, I believe.
Yeah, and now the cancer is back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's worse than before.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's really sad to hear that because, I mean, we really love Big Ange, but it's really sad to hear that. But she's taken a drastic look. She's gone and cut all her hair off.
Mm.
So her appearance has changed in a major way.
Mm.
So, you know, they were saying that she was preparing for hair loss. We're not sure why she did it.
I'm trying to picture her.
Well, I see the picture. She looks very different.
Really? Because all I'm thinking is those big titties and those injected lips. And I'm trying to picture her hair gone. That's why I got quiet, because I'm getting an image of that. Like, I don't think that's a good look. Them titties and injected lips, and now your hair is short. I don't think that's gonna be a good look.
Well, it doesn't look bad though. It gets her a different look, but it doesn't look bad actually. I kind of think it looks better.
Hmm.
Yeah. It. Before she looked kind of plastic. Now she actually looks. She looks like a mom. You know. So actually, I like the look. She looks more distinguished, and I like the look.
Yeah,
it's a different look. So I like the look, but let's keep Big Andrew in our prayers, because
it's a tough thing.
It's that cancer beast. It's tough. What do you have in celebrity news, Donna?
Well, I'm going to tap on this community news real quick, coming out of Fulton County. A teacher fired after mocking a student with a learning disability on Facebook. I don't know what's wrong with people. The teacher, Jennifer Lynch, resigned on Monday after meeting with the Human Resource Department of Fulton County School. This is what she posts, people, on Facebook. Like, how much of an idiot can you be? The posts were made on the last day before the holiday break on December the 18th, about an unnamed student who stayed late after school to finish a test. And this is what she wrote. Thanks a lot, kid, for finally coming to finish your finals more than 3 hours after school let out, she says. She called him names, then wrote he had some disorder, one of those, we don't know what his disorder is, and we don't want him to be labeled, so we are not going to find out. She explains also in her text on Facebook that the reason he was so late was that he gets an extra hour for each finals and complaints he decided to finish all six on Friday afternoon. Then she wrote, when the saga ends, she wrote, holy, he's finally gone. I get to go home now, only 5.5 hours after school let out. So then she went on to say, I want to be sad. Well, this is what she says directly to him, to the student. I want to be sad for you, but at the end of the day, we're all better off now that you're not around. So I believe this was a high school student, and I think this was his senior year or whatever, and these were his finals. And he decided to do all six of the finals, but by him having a learning disability, the school allowed him to have extra time to take these tests. And this particular teacher was being a butthole. She wanted to go home, and she was pissed off because this young man or young girl came to her class to take the test, which made her had to stay for him to complete his test. But
you know,
why would you go to her? Well, guess what? Let me finish. Fulton County School sent out the following statement. We are appalled at the social media post and the disrespect shown to a student where she was notified. She was then notified that this behavior did not meet the standards of Fulton County, and she made the choice to resign. And I guess basically gave her the choice. Either you get fired or you resign. But she did resign from that school. And her name is Jennifer Lynch. I want to keep putting that out there. Jennifer Lynch. Because when you took that oath and when you went to school to become a teacher, that's what you are. You are a teacher. You are there to teach our children. So if a child has to stay 3 hours or 4 hours in the class, that's what you obligated to do for that child to learn or get where they need to get. And you are on Facebook, even if you were pissed off about him being in your class so long, why did you go to Facebook and talk about it? Because whoever you were sending these Facebook messages to, that's the person that turned you in, fool.
I guess she felt she needed a time. Teachers should have time clocks. I guess.
I don't know. I think that was just so disrespectful on so many levels.
First, the child has a disability. There are some titles in this country where you don't punch a time clock, and it comes with the position. Being an educator is one of those. So if you became an educator to punch a time clock, find another position.
And not just that, Ann. If you're not happy with the job description that you have, then maybe that's not for you. Maybe you need to try something else. But going to Facebook to talk about a kid, how much of an idiot can you be?
I'm just, you know, it's just not the same. It's not what it used to be.
It's not what it used to be.
We had this conversation before. It's not what it used to be.
No. Well, let me move on to celebrity news, Ann.
Yeah.
The Recording Academy is trying really hard, guys, to right its wrong of the past at this last, at this year Grammy Award, the president of the Academy announced on Wednesday that Run DMC, one of the most influential rap group in hip-hop history, will be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award for musicians who have made outstanding artistry to the field of recording. Run?
Reverend?
Yes. Run DMC. Exactly. Run DMC, the third part group consists of, the three part group consists of Joseph Run Simmons, Daryl DMC McDaniel, and the late Jason James Master J, have surprisingly never received a Grammy. They were nominated.
Wow.
Yeah, they were nominated for one. However, for their album Raising Hell, it was nominated for the best R&B vocal performance because there was not a hip-hop category at that time when Run DMC came out. There wasn't a rap. Remember, there wasn't no rap award. There wasn't no rap category at all in the industry.
Can't even write that song
award
for the man that's not here. You just can't.
Yeah. So, also with that being said, there are other winners of the prestigious award this year. Will be Earth, Wind, and Fire. In addition, Herbie Hancock. So, if you guys want to watch the 58th annual Grammy Award, it will appear on CBS on February the 15th. And I'm going to watch it because, you know, when they honor you with the Lifetime Achievement Award, they go through your history and your past. And I think I would like to see that.
I really want to see that. Because I love Run DMC. You know, I've always been crazy about him. I've just been crazy about Run. Years,
well, you know what? Let me tell you. I mean, that's our era. That is our Run DMC, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely my era. I can recall when I was a teen, honey, going to the house.
Talking about your era, like I'm just like so much older than you. I'm like only 3 years.
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, and we listening, honey, to Run DMC.
Hold up. Because you said whatever. I'm only 3 years older than you, Donna.
Okay, but I recall and remember those was the best times, honey. And going over to New York and to see them perform.
Hey,
oh my God!
I'm going back on this because you laughed your way through it. I'm only 3 years older than you.
Okay, but we moved on from that. We're not going to continue that conversation.
We're moving on till you acknowledge the fact.
But. I did acknowledge it. You are 3 years older than me, and I did acknowledge that. But I'm speaking now, honey, of back in the day.
Okay, now that you acknowledge that, because...
And look, now I got to put it out there. Now I definitely have to put it out there, because I kind of recall me and you going over to New York, honey, and we seen Biz Markie, and you was like a total groupie, okay?
Oh, wait a minute. He was attracted to me.
No, but you was a groupie, honey. You was a groupie. We're going to put it out there. You seen him and lost your mind.
Because I had not seen celebrities
you
like that.
You used the word because I could have sworn I just heard that word come out your mouth. Because what? Because you was a groupie and you seen him and lost your mind. Oh my God. We was all the way across the street, honey, and you seen Bill Markie.
He was on our side of the street, and we were at Bloopy.
No, he was not. He was across the street, and we actually ran across the street. You ran across the street, and I followed behind you.
No, we did not run across the street. Donna, there it is. Your memory, you know what? I'm older than you, but your memory is older than me. We're going to have to move on because your memory.
Yes, let's move on, honey. Let's move on, groupie. Come on.
Your memory is older than me. Because he followed me, not me followed him. let's go. Next topic. Where are we at, Donna? You know,
we on today's topic. Let's move on to our today topic.
On to the topic of the day. The big reveal. How do you feel about your significant other posting revealing photos on social media? These days, thanks to social media, your potential new lover's reputation arrives before he or she does, possibly hindering any connection without even going on a first date. So when your significant other posts revealing photos on social media, do you respond? Do you tell them how you really feel, or do you hope that things will just play out and nothing will come of it? Chime in this morning and share your views. You know what, Donna? I'm going to tell you because this was so funny. I'm glad you came up with this topic. This was so funny because I have someone that I chatted with, a married couple, and her husband has blocked her from his social media. So she doesn't know what he posts.
Well, you know what? I have also done the same thing with some of my nieces. And I'm going to tell you, as far as with the couple issue, I think that is so disrespectful on so many levels to post any revealing pictures of yourself on Facebook, especially when you're married. That I think those photos are for your husband's eyes only, especially some of these women who dress overly sexy. With your boobs hanging out or you wearing a thong with a low-cut ride jeans on and you're posting that on Facebook, that is so disrespectful for your mate. And I really don't like that. I would not even want my husband to post a picture of himself with no T-shirt on and you showing your chest. I think that's for my eyes only, not for any. You know, some of these guys post their workout pictures, and, you know, they sweat, and they got their chest is out. When you're married, I think that's for your wife only. I don't think everybody on social media needs to see that. Because if they see you, they're going to see that you're fit and you're in shape anyway. But for you to physically take a picture of your chest and post it on Facebook, no, I don't think that's not classy at all to me.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I know that I'm probably going to get flack about this. But I had a problem with Bishop Eddie Long posting pictures of himself in muscle shirts.
Oh, I seen that. I didn't like that either. Oh, I saw it.
I had a problem with it. And I just had a problem with it as a wife. If my husband posted photos of himself in the mirror, in the bathroom, with his muscle shirts on, why are you posting those pictures on social media?
Who are you posting them for? That's the thing, Ann. Who are you posting them for? Who attention you trying to grab with you posting a shirt like that?
Yeah, and that would be my first question to my husband. Why are you posting these pictures on social media? What is going on with you? And that's exactly how I would address him. You know, so we're very careful with the photos that we post on social media. You had to even ask me, when you told me, was it last week or the week before, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you said, I went through your timeline and I can't find pictures of you. My husband and I do not post pictures.
I post pictures. I'm going to put it out there. I post pictures, but when I post my pictures, I make sure that I look classy in them. I'm not posting pictures of me with my tight jeans on, and I'm standing in a pose with my butt stuck out, because I've seen quite a few that I know are married and have been in a marriage for a long time, or just in a relationship for a long time, and you're posing as if you're single.
Yes.
That's the part I don't get. You're posting these pictures as if you're a single person. And you're not single. You are married. And I'm like, isn't she married? When I see these pictures, I'm like, isn't she married?
Yes.
Good morning, Keisha. I'm good, and you? How y'all doing?
Fine.
I'm not married or anything, but posting naked pictures or revealing pictures, I don't agree.
But you're dating.
Whether you're in a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, you're in a relationship. If your significant other posts revealing pictures on social media, I'm quite sure it would bother you.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I don't like it at all. I don't think no one should be posting any half naked booty sticking, chest pumping out anyway, because I see it as distasteful altogether. Because even if I was single and I was posting pictures like that, once it's on the out there, it's going to be out there forever. And I don't want to get into a committed relationship, and 4 or 5 years down the line, you know, we sitting there having a good time, and his homeboy, his homegirl, or whoever sitting there like, hey, didn't you post a picture? Or a picture pops up somewhere down the line. I just don't agree with it at all.
Yeah.
Now, I did have an instance. My boyfriend, I guess he was toning up, according to him, and he wanted to take some pictures. And he was like, well, babe, would you mind if I be your, the MCM, and you take some pictures of me and post them for me? I was like, you don't mind? He was like, no, because I want people to see that I'm thin, I'm losing weight. I said, well, if you don't mind, I don't mind. And I did. I did it in a nice little collage, and I got slapped. Someone at my job said something. I said, well, you know, I totally agree with, no, we don't. You're not supposed to be posting all kind of pictures. But he came to me and asked me. And it wasn't a thing where if he posted, another woman's going to see him and she's going to want him or something like that. We talked about it. We agreed. And that was it.
Well, can I ask you this? What's MCM? Because I don't know.
That Man Crush Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the WCW, the Woman Crush Wednesday. I never understand it. My man crush money is always
going to
be my husband.
No, you know I'm in the past of time, honey, because I had no idea what that meant. And I said, I'd be glad when she finished so I can ask her what that means.
Yeah, and I see women posting Woman Crush Wednesday. So my Woman Crush Wednesday is always going to be me. So, you know, I'm so confused with this. You know, I see my WCW is such and such, and I'm like, that is so funny.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so tickled with my man crush Monday. Chick, it better be your husband every Monday.
But you know what? It's sad because now, y'all, it's getting really bad, and I see the young lady, she just had a baby. So we know that the man is involved. The man is there. And she posts a picture of her breastfeeding the baby. I mean, the boob is out and everything. Ain't nothing covered. And she got a lot of slack for it. I don't know if she was trying to promote that breastfeeding was okay, but that's something for you and your husband. I feel like she should not went to Facebook and post that.
Wendy Williams just made that comment that that's something that she didn't want to see.
But put it this way, I have no problem with a woman breastfeeding, because when I was growing up, that's all I see. But those women back then in the 60s, they still had a receiving blanket to cover them.
That she threw over you.
Cover yourself
up. I think it's the nature in which you do things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And for me, it's the revealing, you know, people have gotten so regular, if I may put it that way, irregular with how they're posting pictures. And to me, my bathroom is a real personal place. So I'm not going to take a picture, number one, in my bathroom. That's a personal place for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to take a picture in the bathroom, but take a picture of myself in my bathroom and revealing. But you got women taking pictures in their bra and underwear, and everybody ain't fit, but
yeah.
taking pictures in their bras mm-hmm. and their underwear, and, you know, they're just not caring anymore.
And the ones that are doing that
Facebook has all these pages where they're taking pictures in their beds.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on my Instagram page, I have so many people, women in particular, that ask me for a request, and I have to block them because they got the cootie hanging out. They got the boobs hanging out. They got their behind spread wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you serious? And I find myself blocking,
mm-hmm.
blocking.
Yes. But you know what? I do the same thing. You know, I deal with a lot of full-figure models. So I get a lot of model photos. And here lately, because our magazine launches on the 19th, I'm getting more model photos. I can't post a lot of these photos. You're sending me photos half naked, and you want me to post them in a couture publication. But you're half naked in lingerie. And I'm like, what about lingerie is couture? You know, but if everybody, I don't know, is half naked the new sexy?
But you know what it is, because a lot of people. But you know what? A lot of people, especially with women who are trying to get into that type of business or whatever, a lot of people don't know what tasteful is. They can't point out what's tasteful and what's not tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you will receive half-naked pictures, because they don't know that that's not a tasteful picture. It don't look good at all. And that's the same with these women who are posting pictures on Facebook. They thinking that they look good because this is why they are being posted. And it don't look good. And you know what bothers me? Women that are in their 50s and you're posting pictures with your boobs
hanging out.
And these push-up bras. Like, why you got a push-up bra on? I don't get that. The boobs are already big, and then you put a push-up bra on to really make them plop, or they just about falling out of the shirt. It looks disgusting. Ain't nothing tasteful about it. And then you got a man, but evidently your man don't care, or he even didn't see the pictures.
He doesn't really care.
I asked one of my coworkers. He's a male, and I asked. I said, you know, some of these going on Facebook and Instagram and seeing some of these women that's naked or shaking their butt or doing God knows what else on social media. If you was to see this woman out in the street, would you date her? And he said, no. I wouldn't date her. I would probably I'll probably hit it. But I wouldn't date her because I wouldn't see her as someone I can be with for the rest of my life. Because you posting pictures, naked pictures, on Facebook for everybody to like or share or to get all kind of affirmation, and it's not that serious. And he said, no, I would not date them. I would not be in a relationship with them because I would not have any respect for them. And the only thing I would do for them is bed them, and that was it. And I was like, wow.
Oh man, I tell you, I don't know. It's like you, but you know what it is. I do know what it is. There's no class no more.
No. Class left the room for a lot of people a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A long time ago. So they're pretty much living for the likes. It's not a matter of having class. They don't care about class. You know, it's the right now. And a lot of people, but here's the thing. A lot of people are living in the right now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that someone from my job or future career could see this. I may go apply for a job tomorrow or someone, you know, maybe evaluating me for something that I applied for 3 months ago, and they come to this page and see me with my half-naked pictures and say, you know what, I don't want this person. I don't want this person to, you know, work for my company. Look at what they have on.
Right. And that's the sad part about it. And you know what? And they have to be conscious that people do Google you. They do Google to find out about you. And they do look at your pictures. I find myself doing that. Someone requests me as a friend, I go straight to their profile. And if I don't like some of the things that I see, I'm not accepting you. And it starts with your pictures.
Yeah.
It starts with your pictures. Your pictures and the things that you post tells a lot about you and your personality.
I do the same thing. I go right to your profile.
And I'm going to tell you, they posted a picture on Facebook of two black women, and they are in church. And I don't know if y'all ladies seen it, but the young lady has on a very, very short dress, which I say is a shirt that she tried to make as a dress. And it was kind of sparkly and, you know, shimmery, but her behind was so huge that everybody was making the statement that this is what you come and praise the Lord in church. That looked like something you wear to the club.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. But
they posted on Facebook.
Yeah, and it happens. And it happens. Some people haven't realized appropriate and inappropriate, and then some just don't care.
Yes, and you know what kills me? These women that's posting pictures of themselves, I guess they're supposed to be best friends or whatever, but the poses that they are making as if they're kissing each other, have you seen those yet?
Oh, no.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. These women are taking pictures, and they are, like, they're coming close as if they're going to kiss. They're not kissing, but that's the image that they are giving you in the photo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where
is that? Oh, honey, on Facebook, honey. You can go on Facebook and just...
And some stuff I haven't seen.
I know, I haven't seen that yet.
Well, honey, I see all of this on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And I'm looking at, now you're doing all that. To me, now you're giving the impression as if you might be a lesbian. So I don't know. So now you got me questioning.
Do you just surf the internet?
Honestly, it's not even about me surfing the internet. It's about people requesting me, Anna. And when they request me, I go view your profile because I'm not going to just accept you. And when I see things like this, I don't accept you. And this is what I see when I view these people's profiles. Believe me, I do a lot of deleting, and I do a lot of not accepting people.
I can believe it.
And honestly, you're laughing with me because
you can believe it,
I
too.
Am.
When it comes to that, we can both believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. Just goes through her Facebook, just delete.
Yes.
I can see her face now. Okay, no.
Delete. And I need to find a new way of deleting because my finger gets tired, but...
Oh, my gosh. I can't. No, I just, you know what, I go through my timeline. There's some people that I want to delete, but I have to reach. So I want to delete some folks. Sometimes I just want to delete my daughters. Because sometimes it's like some things that some of them say, I'm like, are y'all serious? But I just have to, say, Lord, it's one of those days, Lord. It's just one of those days. And I just keep moving. I just, you know, I'll put one of those funny faces up on their post, like, okay, I'm watching this post. And just keep it moving. I don't even comment. You know, I used to get on my daughter's Twitter post because some of the things she used to say on her Twitter post. And you know what she would tell me? Get off my Twitter page.
Oh, Lord. Well, my son totally blocked me, the youngest one. He totally blocked me. But the reason he blocked me is because I was that mother that would say, I love you, Joe. Or I would post baby pictures. Or I would post baby pictures of him. So he got offended and he blocked me. He said, I got to block you because you're embarrassing. So,
I mean, I guess they are embarrassed and ashamed. Like, really, are you doing this now? Okay. So what do you do when you have a significant other that is blocked from your page and does not want you to see their posts?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all said the same thing together.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's a hard thing for anyone to kind of deal with, the fact that I cannot see your post. I cannot get on your page. So really, I don't know what you're posting or what you're doing. And because, look, in looking at this issue, one woman said she had to create a fake Facebook page just to see what her husband was posting.
Really?
I won't be doing all that. Because if you have to block me from all your social media, then what is there to hide? Why are you hiding me? Or why are you hiding that we're together? There's nothing on your Facebook page should be up there where you have to block me or say, well, I can't put that, or my girlfriend or wife can't see that. I wouldn't go for that.
No.
That would be a long discussion.
Because I think it becomes an issue. Some things are reserved for the bedroom.
Yeah.
And some things are just private. And there's areas of your body that are just private and for your significant other.
Yes. And then you have to ask yourself, and then the person that's your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, they really need to question that when they do see those pictures. Like, why are you posting pictures as if you're single?
Yeah.
Because that's who does that to me. I think that's the ones who do that. Someone who's looking for somebody. So they posted sexy pictures and things like that of themselves on Facebook because they're single and they are looking. But you're in a relationship and you posting these pictures like that. So what does that say?
And maybe that says I want to be single.
Right.
But to me it says, to me, when you have to constantly post these revealing pictures, there is something, it shows a lack of self-esteem. Because if I'm happy with myself, I don't have to keep showing myself.
Right.
I don't have to keep showing you every bit of myself if I'm that confident in myself.
Because, and not just that, because if you're happy with yourself and you know that you are an attractive person, being fully clothed should get you over life in the world.
I don't have to keep proving to you how I look without clothing.
Right, so that's what you on
with it.
Right, so if you're on social media just because you want to get likes or get this attention, you should be able to get that fully clothed without your boobs hanging out or your behind sticking out. So, you know, that, you got to question all that too.
Yeah, and this is what we're saying. So this is something that you have to kind of pay attention to because there's a bigger issue here. And it's not just that, okay, I just want to put some, you know, revealing pictures on here. There's an underlying issue here that there's a lack of self-confidence, and now I'm seeking it from something here on the outside, someone on the outside, and those likes are helping me gain that self-confidence. Those likes are that self-confidence that I don't have in myself. So those likes are what's building me. I can't do it within myself. And it's something a little more serious than what we look at. Because even when a lot of it's vanity too. You know, when you see a lot of men do it, it's vanity.
If I can get a whole bunch of likes with just a headshot, you should have it going on. But to reveal your, honestly, think about it. If I can get over 200 likes with just a headshot of myself and not even revealing my body, you got it going on. So to show your whole entire body with your boobs out, that you feel you need to have your boobs hanging out, or just a shot in your bra, because that is ridiculous to me for you to receive attention like that. That I don't understand it.
But it's an ongoing thing because we constantly see it day after day, day after day. Go down your timeline. Even people that you don't expect have to, it's like there comes a time when they do it, and it's unexpected to you. Because you look at it, and it kind of catches you off guard, like, wow, I didn't expect that. You know,
and sometimes it's out of character, too, so that's why you're shocked. Like,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't believe she would do something or post something like that.
Because they're seeking something. So whether something has gone awry in their relationship or they're seeking something, you know, within themselves, there's something underlying there that you have to look at and say, you know what, if this is out of care. Now, if they've been doing this from day one, then that's just them. And it's like, you know what, some people just don't like put clothes on. So that's what they're going to do. And you're like, you know, there's a problem. You don't like to put clothes on, period.
Yeah,
so,
it's a different. You know that they've been like that all their lives. I expect that from Sue. Oh yeah, Sue likes to have her boobs hanging. Girl, she's been doing that for years. So yes, that part wouldn't shock me. But the random person that comes on there and starts showing their boobs, and who attention is you trying to grab?
Yeah. So are you trying to? Yeah. And that's why we talked about your significant other, especially if they weren't doing it initially, and then all of a sudden they're on social media posting these pictures. You're like, wait a minute, hold up. Is there somebody new? Then you want to go through their timeline. Is there somebody new on this timeline that you feel the need to post these pictures for? You having some kind of conversation with somebody? And if I got to do all this, then we don't even need to be together because this is stress to me. This is a stressor to me.
But you know what, too? I think it's also you have to choose. Do you want to, especially when you're posting your pictures, and this is something to think about, listeners, do you want to be presented as classy or trashy?
But some don't care because to some that is class. You know, and in their minds it's like, what about that is not class?
Well, I don't know. I know me. I would prefer to look classy and elegant than to look trashy and slutty.
Yeah, but that's your perception of it.
Right, exactly. Save everybody.
Yeah, and like I told you, I go, even with me, I go to model pages. And I look at model pages. And some of the models expect to get modeling jobs with prestigious companies. And their model pages show them half naked.
Well, I think that's also because in the modeling industry, they assume that that's what's going to get them in the door by posing nude, or, you know, letting them know that they're willing to pose like that, or, you know, you never know what's going through a model mind.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to understand we're dealing with full figure models.
Okay.
So we're looking, we're in a different industry. So you have to present yourself differently, and you have to give them diversity in your photos. So if they're all they see is naked picture, half naked picture, you know, they're like, okay, this is all this person can do. There's no diversity here. You know, we're looking for someone with flexibility, but there's no diversity here. So, you know, this, you just don't know with revealing photos, especially on your social media, and especially with your significant other. I mean, you got to think, what am I asking for? What am I looking for? And then, you know, and here's the crazy thing. People get upset. People get upset when someone, women get upset when a guy approaches them after they posted these pictures. And then you'll see them make comments on Facebook about men, stay out of my inbox. Mm. Women, look at your photos. No, that's not an open invitation for a man to approach you, but come on now. You're posting half-naked pictures. I don't know the message that you're sending and the message that they're receiving, you know?
Right.
You don't know how they receive what you sent. And if everything that you have on is just so super tight and, you know, super fitting, and you're posing this way and that way, everything's so revealing, and then you get upset when someone responds to a photo and you're like, just because I take these pictures doesn't mean I want every man. You know what?
But that's what you're putting out there, though.
Yeah, if they keep responding, then maybe it's sending a message. If they keep responding, it's sending a message. So
yeah,
maybe you might need to stop sending this type of a message. And men just the same. You know, I've seen guys, you know, post pictures of their chest and things and then get upset because women have responded or women have posted on there, and then they say, you know, well, I'm married. For all those that posted this, this, and this, I'm married. Dude, you posted a picture with your shirt off. You have like 5,000 friends, and women have commented on this photo.
Yes, and what was the purpose of you posting it? Because you wanted people to comment on it.
Yes. So they commented, and your wife got upset, or your girlfriend got upset. So now it just became a problem. So revealing photos, you know, you got to be, because you might get more than you asked for.
Yeah.
With me, I'm just real careful with the photos that I post on there. Well, Donna, it's the end of our Fun Friday, and I enjoyed this show. It's funny. We thank Keisha for calling in today. All of our listeners, our listener list is growing like crazy. We thank everyone that listens to our archive shows. Even everyone, have a great weekend. This rainy weekend here in Atlanta, that rainy weekend there in Augusta. Donna, you enjoy your rest of your day and your work weekend. You work this weekend, right?
Yes, Anne, and you do the same.
Yeah, I got videos this weekend, so I'll be recording all weekend. So enjoy your weekend, everyone. Have a great day, everybody. See you later, 9 a.m. Monday morning Eastern Standard Time here on The Painful Truth.